morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she changed it all.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open for texts only, 844-967-2789. Well, you know, there has been a revelation in the U.S. Supreme Court that's very disturbing. And it was a statement by Justice Kavanaugh defending the use of shadow dockets on the Supreme Court. Now, what does that mean? Most people don't know what that means. Supreme Court is shrouded in mystery. 9 people on the U.S. Supreme Court, 7 on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court, 9 people, sits in Washington, D.C. It's the preeminent court in the country. Ultimately, whatever any of the 50 state Supreme Courts do could end up in for review and even reversal in the U.S. Supreme Court. The same with every federal court in the country. The Supreme Court gets too many cases. They decide a couple of hundred, maybe, if that, but they get well over 10,000 filings, and it's an impossible caseload. So they have a thing called a shadow docket. Now, the shadow docket is one where they can issue unsigned orders that have all the power of law of a Supreme Court opinion. And they'll frequently do them to stop something in a case so that they can therefore have a little time to take it up in the next term. I'll give you an example. You've read about in Alabama, maybe in the last day or two, there was a redistricting lawsuit based on racial gerrymander charges. In Alabama, the Republican Party, which controls Alabama, redistricted, and the African-American population of Alabama warranted 2 congressional seats, and they gave them 1. And basically, euchred them out of another seat. This went to federal court. The federal district court said, no, that was racial gerrymandering. That's prohibited under the Voting Rights Act. And you've got to redistrict it, or we'll do it with a special master and produce 2 African-American seats. And by say African-American seats, I mean African-American majority. There are some districts with a large African-American population that elect white candidates, and there's some with white majorities elect black candidates, which is the way it should be. But in any event, it gives African-American candidates a fighting chance. That went up to the Court of Appeals, Federal Court of Appeals, and they affirmed the district court. They said, that's right. That was wrong. That was racial gerrymandering. It's a violation of the Voting Rights Act. Republicans take it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And from their shadow docket, they issue an unsigned opinion that just stopped it, stayed the ruling of the district court and the Court of Appeals so that the 2022 elections can go forward on that racial gerrymander. In other words, there'll only be 1 African-American seat. Now, they've done this in other cases, for instance, in the Texas abortion case and otherwise. And so what's going on here? In the old days when I was practicing law, the U.S. Supreme Court used the shadow docket, unsigned shadow docket order, very sparingly, because they're not as heavily researched, they're not as scholarly or as well written, and they're really kind of a first glimpse. Now, Kavanaugh says they're using them quite a bit, quite a bit. And he defended that. Well, I don't defend it. And here's the problem. In the case of the Alabama court, the case of the gerrymandering, what they said is they stayed the lower court's order and said, we're going to take this up next term, which starts in September. Terms end July 1 and they start in September. Justices take July and August off every year. And so we'll do it next year, which means you're not going to get an opinion, a reasoned scholarly opinion, till the spring of 2023. But we think this is important enough, and without telling you why, that we think that the racial district should stand for this coming election in November of 2022. What that means, and this shouldn't come as a great surprise to everybody, that what that means to anybody who knows the Supreme Court is, you know how they are going to rule next year. They would not have stopped this for now if they had thought there's even a chance that they would agree with the Court of Appeals and put an end to racial gerrymandering. This is just a snapshot decision by the six conservatives. In this particular case, you can find out what the lineup was. In this case, Roberts lined up with the three Democrats, so it was 5-4. This tells me, no surprise, spoiler alert, they are going to perhaps get rid of virtually everything that's left in the Voting Rights Act next year. The Voting Rights Act, passed in the 60s, provided initially, among other things, that any changes in election laws in enumerated states, usually the southern states, had to be pre-approved by the Justice Department. Roberts threw that out in a decision a couple of years ago. Even when he was a law clerk himself, he was opposed to the Voting Rights Act. But they left some of the rest of the Voting Rights Act in. So you didn't have to get pre-approval. In my own view, the Southern legislators said, well, that's a stigma on us. And I say, I agree. You should apply it to all 50 states. If Wisconsin wants to change it, it should get pre-approval. That was the way to handle that, but that's not the way they handle it. Then there was the question whether the fact that it had a negative racial impact required changing the lines. And basically, and I'm boiling this down simplistically, the court said, well, unless somebody in the legislative history in a committee flat out said that that was their intent, we're not going to assume that was their intent and you're not getting any relief. Now, when they just flat out racial gerrymander and they use the shadow docket, to uphold it, then lie in the weeds for a year till they put out the longer opinion. This is the canary in the gold mine. We know what is going to happen. This is happening in some of the abortion cases. Now, these are very, very important cases where lower courts have put in injunctions stopping it. And the easiest and best thing is for the Supreme Court to do nothing because it stopped, and then they have a year to look at it. By the Supreme Court jumping out of the weeds in the shadow docket, which Kavanaugh is supporting as a good thing, to kick over the whole apple cart without any really full description of why they're doing it is very, very hurtful. And more importantly, it's hurting the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's reputation has really gone down. There was a time in the polls where it was the highest ranked unit of government. People now are getting the idea that the U.S. Supreme Court is partisan. And when that happens, remember something, the Supreme Court has no police force or army. Its authenticity and its character and its reputation are its army. And if it voluntarily gets rid of that and people start to think this is an imposition, then they're not going to want lifetime appointed federal judges. They want limited terms. They're going to disobey orders. Using the shadow docket on controversial things like this, like voting rights, abortion, and everything else, is badly undermining the legitimacy of the U.S. Supreme Court. Going to a break. Lines are still open for texts only. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.